My father has another woman. Is that other than you? Okay, my father has another woman. He likes fishing, he talks harsh, and likes gambling. Well, okay. Just make peace, be kind, be gentle. Well, maybe he has some other good things, but he has good children, like me. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm really concerned that he's going to hell. What should I do to help him? He don't believe in any religion, so he won't learn Dharma. He became more uncontrollable because he thinks he's old and will die, so why not have fun? Okay, now, how can you do something with your father like that? Depends really on how old he is. If he's got another woman, now, that's his weak point. So that's actually how you act. Work on his weak point. See if you can actually get his mistress to actually, you know, to understand a little bit of Dhamma or whatever, or to scare the hell out of the mistress. And that's the way to get into him. Because this happened with this one of the Malaysian Chinese guys over here. His son was, you know, had a girlfriend, was at university, but his grades were going down, down, down. So he was just spending too much time out in the nightclubs and with his girlfriend. And he took his son aside and said, look, you know, your results are going down. You know, you must, okay, go out, but come home early and do your assignments and get it all in time because, you know, you're going to be failing and that's not going to be good. But the son would not listen to the father. And even though it was Chinese, he'd been brought up in Australia. So stupid father, he doesn't know, you know, he was young once, he doesn't realize, you know, I'm having fun, I'm young. But his father was very smart. So what he did, he waited for him to come home one evening, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with his girlfriend. He was waiting for them outside the house. And of course, as soon as they saw his father waiting for him, he got really scared. But his father said, oh, please come inside. And so the two of them had to come inside. And he never talked to his son. He talked to his girlfriend and said, look, you know, if you don't mind me having a little chat with you, we've been going out for a long time now. I'm not sure what the relation is like, but, you know, you look like you're serious. You know, it may turn out that you've decided to commit and become, you know, married. And I just wanted to tell you, just talking to the girlfriend while his son was listening, you know, his son's, Roger's grades are going down. You know, he's not spending enough time just doing the assignments because he's spending too much time with you, you know, out in nightclubs. Girlfriend said, is he really? He never told me that. And then, for the next 6 months or so, the girlfriend made sure he came back early. His girlfriend was always on about him to make sure he got the good grades. And his girlfriend had huge influence on him. The father couldn't. He had to go in the wise way, get the girlfriend to put the pressure on my son. And it worked brilliantly. He got really a good degree at the end. And now they're married. Ah. But it worked. So you see, if you've got children, you've got sort of your daughter, I mean, sometimes she listens to you, sometimes she doesn't, but her weak point is her boyfriend. So get him to influence her. Or, you know, if the other way, like the boy, the son, get the girlfriend, because that is his weak point. So that's where you get leverage and pressure. That's with your father as well. See, if he has another woman, that might be the weak point. See if you can work on her. Forget about him. Work on her. Say that, you know, he's spending so much time gambling, he's got no money to spend on you. I'll fix that. Anyway, it's the main purpose of...